Welcome to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose, and you're listening to BBSRadio.com. I want to give out my website, KimmyRose.com. Go on over there. There's a lot of new things that are going on. We've got a brand new location. I have a store. It's called Light the Way, and it's just a beautiful place. Great energy, a lot of space for healing. And love to have you come out. Go over to KimmyRose.com to get that new location. And if you want to get a hold of me for a reading, it's 734-854-1514. Right now, I am very, very excited to welcome to the show. We have Joseph Wilkins. We've got a lot going on, a lot of energy moving around right now. And I want to welcome him to the show and just talk about like ways to feel grounded. Joseph is he's very gifted. He talks to a very high masters, and he's an intuitive, a healer. And Joseph, without further ado, I want to welcome you to Interviews.
Well, thank you, Kimmy. I am delighted and honored to be on your show.
Well, Joseph, it's funny because I had such a clear message today, and it was that you have channeled some, and this is without, just so everyone knows, Joe and I have a very deep connection, and we have this way of communicating with each other without even talking on the phone, or we just know, and I had a message that you have some information to share with people, maybe some things that are going on and better ways that we can find inner peace and silence.
Well, I do. This is the end of a 7-year quest that I didn't even know I was on. So you're going to have to give me a time limit in terms of minutes about how long you want me to describe it for.
I want you to go for it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll start by saying that when Kimmy says grounding, the way that it works in my world, it means not to be emotionally swept away by events that are going on, but to hold on to something that keeps you in a logical place where you can observe what's going on and remain, you know, unaffected enough that you can gain clarity from the situation. And to put this whole thing in perspective, this quest has been going on for 7 years. I didn't know about it, but my quest started when I read a book called Living with Joy. And that started a series of events rolling that resulted in the loss of my marriage, my home, and my work. You know what? I love my home. I love my wife. I work for the Department of Corrections, and I was one of those guys, which, you know, is not exactly a fun thing to do, but it paid well, and I felt I was contributing to society, but all of those went away, and it all happened pretty quick. And since then, I've been put into really, really emotionally difficult situations where you're just pinned against the wall, and you're just crying out, why is this really who I am? Am I being brought to these people because this is who I really am? And when I say brought to these people, my most important thing, the thing that matters to me most, is love. And I have many people that I love and that love me. And they're all wonderful relationships, and Kimmy's one of those relationships. but this core relationship, that's what I call your core relationship, which is your romantic partner, your marriage partner, your significant other, whatever you want to call it. And I was stymied on how to resolve the situation, because I had to move from Northern California down to Central California, and when I got there, I got hooked up with what I call the worst girlfriend in the world, and I did that for a few years, received nothing for it. And then I moved down to San Diego, and I got somebody that was far worse than the other one, and I was in shock. I was in shock. How can this be? This girl, it's so funny, gave me so little love that after dating her for 5 weeks, it was not yet time for me to receive a kiss, in her opinion. So,
wow.
Yeah, so I received nothing back. And what was actually happening was this. Those that have watched things like The Secret or have been involved in manifesting and trying to change their lives, trying to bring better things into their lives. And it's very disconcerting. This core relationship is the hardest one to get, because that one speaks to all of you. And there's only one kind of love that will do for you. It's going to be the perfect relationship. So that one is really the hard one. And what I found out from all of the things that have gone on is that we are vibrational beings. We vibrate at various frequencies depending on what our core thoughts are. I call them core thoughts. And one of the core thoughts that I have been carrying around for, I'm aware of my last four lifetimes, and I know that this thought has been in place for the last four lifetimes, and the core thought is, I am not loved. And that has its own vibratory signature. And that signature, that vibratory signature, will seek out its receptor. So if I say, I am not loved, if that lives inside of me, so to speak, then somebody will be a perfect receptor for that, and you will make contact with them, and you will not be loved, and they will not love you. They will give you what you're asking for, because that's who they are. When you ask for something better, it is not going to change the other person necessarily. The other person can change, but the other person need not change, and it's quite likely that they won't. But this inner thought that calls out is part of your vibratory signature. And what Spirit did with me is they sent me into increasingly difficult situations to expose my inner thoughts, these vibrational signatures that were affecting who I could, you know, have this wonderful relationship with. And so when I asked for this perfect relationship, I had to get cleaned up first. I call it cleaned up. I mean, you can do anything you want. It doesn't matter what you choose. But Spirit tries to give it to you, but it cannot be given to you until you change your vibratory signature. And you do that by rejecting the old thought, by becoming so emotionally involved in this desire that in my case, and what I found worked very well, is I concentrated on the thought that I am a child of God, and as a child of God, I have rights. And one of the, what I consider to be a primary right, is the right to have the love that I have chosen. And that can apply to anything. It can apply to anything that you want. But I really got in touch with that idea that I am a child of God and I have a right to the love that I have chosen. And I also got in touch with the word deserve. And deserve doesn't seem to have much of a place in the spiritual or metaphysical world, but what I've discovered is that that word has a lot to do with what we will allow ourselves to have. And this does not work on an academic level. This is on an emotional level, because emotions are the true language of spirit. Not images, not words, emotions. And that has been my road to salvation. So, for people out there that have asked for something and then found themselves in really difficult situations, you are not being picked on. You're not being picked on. Love is not an illusion. Spirit is trying to give you what you want, but before you can have what you want, what is separating you from the desire of your heart has to be exposed, and it has to be dealt with. And you can continue to do what you've done your whole life, but I think that the average person would probably agree that the thing that they don't like continues to get stronger and gain momentum of a sort as they get older. And this is simply a way of demonstrating that the farther you fall, the farther it feels like you felt. So you become, as you get older, you become stronger and stronger in these core feelings. And in order to evolve or to rise, you must break out. You must break out. And, you know, this whole idea of getting rid of ideas that limit you, that is the thing that you have to get out. And it's very hard to do. I'm not going to BS anybody about that. It's very hard to do. But if you give in to the feeling of victimization, and if you give in to the idea that this is all that you deserve, then of course you will not have what it is that you really want. You will have what you've had, and it might actually get a little worse because you feel like you're a victim or you feel like you don't deserve anything better. So essentially, your rise stops when you stop. And in a way, I've been trying to prove that the words of Jesus in the New Testament are true, which is, you know, basically the, you know, knock and it will be open, seek and you will find. And just a few days ago, somebody read me something, the literal Greek translation of the original writings on that particular subject. She has, you know, all the writings done this way, but she read me that part. And that part about, you know, seek and find, that part, it literally means that you have to keep knocking and knocking. You have to keep seeking and seeking. It's not a one-time event. You have to knock, knock, knock. And you know what? If you do not experience the success you want, knock, 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 keep knocking. Don't stop. When you stop, your upward movement, the work that you're doing to try to break out, that stops. And if you have not freed yourself of this thought when you stop, well, then you haven't freed yourself of this thought. And if you have freed yourself of the thought or thoughts that are limiting you, then what you have asked for, you know, is coming. It started coming. It started trying to come the day you asked the first time. But it will come to you once you have freed yourself of these limiting thoughts. That's probably enough just straight
wow.
conversation there, Kimmy.
Well, no, and that's huge. It's we're going to go to a break, but I really want to talk about that, because free yourself of limiting thoughts. That's huge, because I can think of thoughts constantly going through people's mind, and I have a question for you about that, about viewing things and about the emotions and just what I've noticed that's been going on in just around me with so many people around me. So when we come back, we're going to have more with Joseph Wilkins and you. You're listening to Interviews with Kimmy Rose.
Do you want to lose weight, stop smoking, connect with your higher self? Are you trying to get pregnant? If you're interested in any of these things, go to KimmyRose.com and check out our wide variety of hypnosis CDs. We've got testimonials on the website. Change your life, change your mind with our hypnosis CDs. That's at KimmyRose.com. Hi, I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. If you'd like to get a hold of me for a reading or check out my online classes, go to my website at KimmyRose.com. You can also call me at my store at 734-854-1514. While you're at the website, check out some of the great things that we have for sale. That's KimmyRose.com. I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose. Listen weekly to my show, Interviews. We're now syndicated, so you can hear us all over the world on different stations. Go to KimmyRose.com to find out more information and how to tune in weekly. Also, if you're wanting to connect, you want to get advice, whether it be from a life coach or an intuitive, we have the best people. They are handpicked from all over the world. Go to KimmyRose.com and click on Kimmy and Friends. Right there, you'll be able to get a free reading and connect with some of the greatest readers around the world. You can also call 734-854-1514 to connect with these amazing people. You can also connect with me by calling that number. Again, that's KimmyRose.com. Take time to manifest change in your life. Remember, it's all about what's within you.
Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose, and you are listening to BBSRadio.com. Go on over to my website, KimmyRose.com, and check out all the real neat things we've got going on. We're at a brand new location. It's all about new beginnings. It's also all about simplicity, and that's really been a strong message that I've gotten, is about just moving forward, but with ease and grace. I think ease and grace is so important, for me at least, at a vibrational standpoint. KimmyRose.com, and class going on this weekend. Got a lot of people coming in from all over the place, all over the United States to the class. It's a class that's all about connecting with your higher wisdom. It's from 9 to 5 on Sunday, and we would love to have you there. Again, KimmyRose.com for more information. I also want to send out some love to my friend Gordon Harris, who lost a partner just last week. And Michael will be forever a very precious, precious part of our hearts, many of our hearts. And I want to send love to that family and to everybody that loved him. And we still love him because he's still with us in our hearts. Joseph Wilkins on the radio with us now. And Joseph, you know, there's so much that you're sharing, and you're talking about, you know, here's these feelings, these things we want that we know we deserve. And then you think, wow, how can I receive that? Or how can I, you know, get that? And then you go into this mode of, you know, thinking negative and, oh, it doesn't work out. And then there's a certain, I don't know if you want to call it surrendering or just letting go, but, and things, you know, can really come into play. I have a question about that.
All right.
How do you know when you have surrendered or when you're ready for love or for a relationship? I mean, how do you really know?
Well, everybody can look around themselves, and if they're willing to be honest with themselves, if they're willing to be truthful with themselves, they can see these major things that are at work. I'm only able to look at my life for the most part, and in my life it's very easy for me to see, you know, where I came from and how things started, and you know, your choice of parents is an easy place to look, because they you know, I consider, you know, the word reincarnation, I don't think of it as reincarnation. I think of it as the continuity of life, that you re-enter and you get back to work on what it was you were working on. And you seem to be mostly insulated up until you get into your early 20s, and then all of a sudden it's really on. It's really on. Everything that you were prepared for comes into play. So if you want to know if you have you know, removed things that are causing you trouble, all you got to do is look at what's showing up. That's all you got to do.
So tell us about what shows up. Like you mean people that are showing up in your life?
Oh yeah, people and things that are showing up. For instance, today was the last thing I completed. The last task that I had to do today, and that was to remove this thought that I have carried around that I don't receive love. And it was done in this way during the meditation, where I saw a symbol of how I don't receive love, and the symbol was somebody that had done an absolutely wonderful job of demonstrating that I am not loved. And when that was taken up on this place to be evolved by a light being, which I know this sounds like Chinese to maybe a lot of your viewers, but when I was taken up to have this part of me evolved, what came back instead of this symbol for how I am not loved, it came back, because she identified herself as love. When it came back as music. So the music is a symbol for me that my heart sings, because that is how I characterize this, a wonderful love relationship, that my heart should sing for my partner and her heart should sing for me. That's a beautiful relationship. That's what I want. And so that was the last thing that I had to do today. But you just
wow.
Ask, and when things show up, you try to be rational about what's going on, because to be ungrounded would be to fly away or to fly off, or however you want to characterize that. And to be grounded would be to be as dispassionate as you are, or as you can be, about looking at the thing that has shown up, and being serious with yourself about, what does this mean? What is it telling me that this person showed up and treated me in this way? And then look at your whole life and say, what has this person got in them? What are they doing with me? What is it trying to tell me? Because it's telling you something. It's trying to tell you something, if you will listen. But you know what most people do? It's sad. I'm not exempt, but most people, when they talk about things that they don't like, or about people that they don't like specifically, It always starts out the same way. If they would only then add in what it is that they're supposed to do in order to, you know, be right. If they would only, then I could. Yeah, but it doesn't work like that. It does not work like that.
And I love that, you know, when you're talking about that, because that's so, that is huge. That is huge. And one of the things that I really feel that's important is, you know, you're talking about relationships and connections, and it is, being grounded is really important. It really is. It's very important. How do you get to a point where you feel that way without feeling like you're, you know, and I'm saying this because I see this all the time, and I see this in friends, you and I have, where it's the difference between getting caught up in the love and the high and really knowing that it's love.
Well, when you get caught up in one of these things that is supposed to expose an inner thought that has got your vibratory signature in the wrong place, you are supposed to fall in love. You are supposed to feel wonderful for a very short period of time, and then all of a sudden, you'll feel like you have been smashed on the rocks, because that feeling will leave you, or the other person will leave you, or there will be some dramatic event that causes you to be shaken almost to your core, and you're in absolute turmoil. But the things that you say and the things that come out in that time are the things that you have to get rid of. They're the things that you have to move past. And I'm told over and over and over again when this subject is discussed with my guides, is in spiritual terms, that's called work. That is called work.
A lot of work.
A lot of work. The hardest kind of work. Because, you know, it's not repetitive. It's not easy. It's hard.
There's a song by Alanis Morissette, who I absolutely love, and she says, you live, you learn. You know, it's about, I can't think of this, the name of it, but it's, I recommend getting your heart trampled on. And I would go, why would you do that? But you know something? I get that now. Because not that I'm saying it's good to go around, you know, but I think that in order to really know that, you have to understand. You have to understand something at a deeper issue. And it's the fact that, number one, I think you gotta allow yourself to be, you know, that word vulnerable used to scare me to death. But it's like you have to just allow things to show up, and if they do go away, you have to trust that whatever is supposed to be will be. And that is a very difficult thing for people to do. I can honestly say it's not a difficult thing for me to do anymore. It's not. I mean, I don't feel that anymore. I kind of had to go through the squashing. You know what I mean? Had to go through the squashing. And now it's like, okay, I know what I want, and I have faith that it's going to be right in front of me.
Well, when you get rid of these thoughts, Kimmy, when these thoughts leave you, I know that this sounds a little odd, but the way that you perceive your experience will change when those thoughts leave you. If you have been harboring a core thought that has been limiting you, when that core thought is gone, the world doesn't seem the same. And that fear and that anxiety about that subject just stops being a fear and anxiety. It leaves you. And you don't feel nervous about it anymore. You're not worried about it anymore. You just have this sense that everything is going to work out, and I don't need to worry about it anymore.
I just am laughing because that's the truth. That's the truth. And when I say that, it's like, how can, honestly, how can, you know, people, and I got somebody that's writing a message in right now, and we're going to go to a quick break. When we come back, I would love to have you answer this, because she said, well, I feel it. I know it's right. I just, how can I have doubts? I think maybe she's misunderstanding in some way, you know, maybe a little bit about what we're talking about. And so let's talk about grounding. Let's talk about how to experience the experience of experience.
Okay. After the break or now?
After the break. We'll come back and we're going to take a quick break. Go on over to KimmyRose.com and get more information on the show. We'll be right back. We've got Joseph Wilkins on with us and you.
Hi, this is Kimberly Rose, and I want to share with you a testimony that comes from a listener in New Jersey. Dear Kimmy, for 8 years, I've been trying to get pregnant. I called in to talk to you one day, and you offered me advice on working with hypnosis. I went to your website, and I ordered your fertility CD. And what I wanted to share with you is I'm pregnant. We just had our first ultrasound. A beautiful baby is forming inside of me. And I believe that it was the power of my mind that allowed that. Thank you so much for sharing with me that you don't need pills. You don't need things outside of you. Everything that you could ever need is right within you. That comes from Margaret. And Margaret, thank you for writing in. And anytime you would like to write in with testimony, please go to KimmyRose.com and share information. If you're interested in transforming your life with hypnosis, whether it be fertility, weight loss, stop smoking, we even work with golf improvement, sports improvement, connecting with your higher self, relationships. Go to KimmyRose.com. Go to the store section. Also go to the class section and check out what we have to offer. We have a variety of CDs, MP3 downloads, and also classes. And if you'd like us to come to your area, give us a call, 734-854-1514. Thanks so much for listening to Kimberly Rose on Interviews. Peace.
Join me on Saturday, April 10th and Sunday, April 11th of 2010 for the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival. It'll be free admission, free parking, lectures, and classes both days. We'll have exhibitors from all over the United States. You can go to ToledoBodyMindSpiritFestival.com for more information. If you want to be an exhibitor, a speaker, fill out the application there. That's the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival on April 10th.
Hi, this is Kimberly Rose from Interviews. If you want to change your life and you want to develop your intuition, check out my new book, Wake Up Your Intuition. You'll be able to connect with mediumship. You'll even learn a little bit about numerology. It's all about what's within you. Remember, anyone can connect simply by practicing. Check out Wake Up Your Intuition by going to KimmyRose.com.
Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose. Go on over to KimmyRose.com to get more information on the show. And, you know, we are talking about something really important. We're talking about love. We're talking about truth. And we're, you know, there's so many people out there who want to be in love. And I feel like there's a such thing as being in love with love, being in love with the idea of love, and being able to experience it. And Joe, we have a young lady, her name is Amy, and she wrote in and she wanted to ask you, about this. She says, well, I have this great feeling. It feels good. I know it's right. And yeah, I've had it before. Yeah, it's went away, but how can you take that? She said, how, because she sent another message on Facebook, how can you take the hope away from me?
This is not a way to take hope away. This is a way to take all of the turmoil and the things that to us feel like failure in our romantic lives, and say, you can have what you want. You can absolutely have what you want. And in terms of having the feeling, you know what, when I went down this path, my marriage of 25 years ended, and my brother and my sister-in-law used to refer to my wife and I as the Wonderfuls. We loved each other. But this thought that I had been harboring brought me a wife who I loved dearly, but she didn't love me nearly as much as I loved her. And what I have been seeking is this, what in my mind is this perfect love. So it is not a way to take away hope. This is a way to tell you that your hope and your faith, if you will use them and you will take a critical look at what you received and identify what might have been drawing that thing to you, that you can find your way out of this. Because do you love those that are answering your vibratory signature? When you get a real good match, you absolutely do love them. But it doesn't make it fun when they don't love you back, or when they smother you, or when they mistreat you, or when you feel that you have been mistreated in some way. It doesn't make that part any better. You know, you fall in love. You feel these things. They're real. But if a part of you has been asking for somebody that will do things that are, don't feel good, you know, because it is, let's face it, a love relationship almost all the time is a combination of doesn't feel good, feels good. And this is simply trying to move from doesn't feel good, feels good, all the way up to feels good without the doesn't feel good part. So in terms of hope, keep your hope. Know that you can have anything that you want. You will have, absolutely, you will have what you're satisfied with. Whatever goes away will come back in a similar way with a similar feeling, and it'll feel wonderful. Gosh, I had one girl I had the same feeling that I had when I met my wife. It was this wonderful feeling. And Kimmy, you were with me counseling me when I was going through this, but boy, did that girl do things that I didn't like. She did everything I didn't like.
Yeah.
Oh, and my goodness, did she do nasty things.
And that's huge. I mean, that's a huge thing. That's a huge thing when you said, you know, you didn't like it. How do you, I mean, say you do meet that person. You meet that person. How do you know it's right? I mean, how do you take that chance? You're saying just wait and let it happen?
Absolutely. Fall in love. Do what feels right. because this is the process of exposing these thoughts that live inside of you so that you can deal with them. This is a way of exposing these thoughts that are creating your own special rose-colored glasses.
So fall in love with the thoughts, okay? Is there a such thing as then being able to just stay in love and have that? Because my parents have been married a long time, and I'll tell you, they truly, wow. The things that they have done, and I mean, I have a little prayer table, and I look at them, and I go, wow, they are just so, like, they're so connected, and they have done things. I think that what they do is they keep their love alive. They keep things alive.
That is a kind of a funny question, Kimmy, because I think that anybody that is in this way of thinking, you know, understands that we are eternal beings. So as an eternal being, is anything permanent? No. Change, evolvement, everything seeks to evolve, everything will change. It's just a question of how long do you get to have this thing? And if you want to stay permanently in love, then the only way to do that is to return to your source and be your true self. But your source and your true self are not in the physical arena doing what we are doing. And everything is temporary in this life, but whatever you do now is going to have a lasting effect for you in this life. When will you have to face another challenge in this area? I don't know. The core thought that's been limiting me, I received four lifetimes ago because I got involved in something that was referred to as a distraction, but it started this ball rolling, and I've had this thought living in me for the last four lifetimes. And how long will I be exempt from having to face this again? I do not know. All I know is that the most important thing to me in my life is to have this core relationship. I felt like that since I was a young man, and I have done all the right things. You know what? I've never cheated on anybody. I'm very supportive. I will not express things to somebody else that I don't think are true. So I'm not going to like pad a relationship so I can use somebody or get something from them. But that did not insulate me from receiving the proper thing that was, you know, ready to work with me with this inner thought that I had that I am not loved. It did not insulate me from that. As a matter of fact, you know, because I was asking for this perfect love, I got increasingly difficult relationships to deal with. And this girl here in San Diego that absolutely demonstrated that she was not going to love me. She kept on trying to attract me, and I would come back in, and she would not love me some more, and then I would get frustrated, and I'd leave, and then I'd come back, and she would not love me some more. But I was told at a certain point that this was an ideal relationship, and I thought that meant, oh, this is all going to work out. Well, no, it meant this is an ideal relationship to drive this thought from you. That is what made it an ideal relationship. And she was just being herself. And I doubt that I will ever see her again. But she was just doing what she does. I was sent to the right person to fully expose this thought. and to create so much turmoil in me that I would, you know, drive this thing from myself by crying out to God for my rights. My right as a child of God to have the love that I want, to reject those that do not love.
And it's not even rejecting in a way of rejecting. It's just saying that's not the person I'm going to be with.
Oh, I love her in terms. I love her in terms of being a child of God, and I want the best for her. But you know what? If I love her in that way, God loves in a way where God is always just present if you want it. But if you don't want it, it doesn't mean that you're not loved. It just means that you don't want it. Okay, fine. I'm not going to be part of this. I don't have to be friends with somebody in order to love them in a way where I want the best for them. I don't have to be friends with them because they might have some really bad habits that I find very frustrating, and I really don't want to do that with them. There are plenty of people that will do that with them, plenty of people that want their drama or other things. I'm not hurting them by removing myself.
Wow. And that's what's important is when you said that, I want to go back to removing yourself. You can never remove yourself because yourself is always there. And what happens when you meet a person and you just know you love that person and you're supposed, I mean, like it, all the things are right, but there's something that keeps you so far apart. How do you work through that?
Well, you just described what happened to me in Central California when you and I first started talking, Kimmy. This person was my soulmate. I mean, I'm able to connect with my soul and know who the choice of my soul is, and that is the person that I was supposed to be with. And, you know, and she knew I was supposed to be with her. My goodness. She knew a bunch of this stuff, and she had been told 5 years before I arrived that I was coming. So did this frustrate me to no end and drive me almost to the point of insanity? Absolutely. And if I had been cool with all the things that she was doing, I could have been with her. But that wouldn't have actually been my choice because I had asked for this perfect thing. And, you know, Spirit can put love in your heart for something that's going to burn you down. It can do that. But, you know, if you're not willing to expose yourself to this work, well, then just plod along and do what you've been doing.
I agree.
It's a choice. It's a choice.
It is such a choice. And it's something that if you're out there and you're listening right now, you can have this. I mean, you can experience it. It's not impossible. And I know it's the holidays and, you know, so many people are just going through so much and feeling overwhelmed and how can this be? You know, just be. Allow yourself to just be. I think that's so important. I think that's probably the most important thing is stay in the moment. And you'll feel, experience, you'll be everything that you can possibly want because it's all there. It's all there in your higher plan. And it's not a selfish thing. It's a good thing. Joe, any last thoughts, any message that you want to give to people? And, you know, if people, I know that you've helped a very close friend of mine and even another friend of mine. If people, you know, you are on Facebook, Joseph Wilkins, right? On Facebook, so people can get a hold of you through Facebook.
They can do that.
If they want to, you know, get a reading or have guidance. And can you give some last words of wisdom before we sign off?
Well, this is what I tell people that have decided that they want to go down this path is be brave, because you're going to have to be brave. You cannot go hide in the corner, because you cannot get away from yourself. You can't change it by moving. You can't change it by having more money. You can't change it by having another person that fits your idea of what it should look like. None of that's going to work. If you go down this path, you have to be brave. You have to keep knocking, and you have to keep working. And when you say just be, that's the same as saying grounded, where you try to be more of a dispassionate observer to see what this person is showing you about yourself. And if they're doing nasty things, that does not mean that you are nasty. It just means that there is something associated with your core thought that is related to what has showed up. There's something in your core thought that is related to what has showed up. And for those that want to be brave, and for those that want to, you know, get the keys to the castle, grab that brass ring, whatever you want to call it, you can do it. You absolutely can do it. Just don't lose heart along the way. Don't let everything that you've done up to the point where you think you can do no more stand in the way of you achieving what it is that you set out to achieve. And if you can't understand what you're doing, pray for clarity, pray for an answer, pray for discernment, pray for the thing that will allow you to see the truth of what's going on, because God's not trying to make you fail. God's not trying to hurt you.
Absolutely not. And that's so, when you say that, 100% the truth. And I just, Joe, I love you a lot, and you are just so wonderful, and just I'm so blessed to have you in my life, and I just want to thank you.
Well, Kimmy, you know what, you helped keep me safe at a time when life was not safe, and I love you and I appreciate you too, and thank you for having me on the show. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you, Joe, and thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight on Interviews. Until next week, be safe, be well, and just simply be.
Hello, hello. Hello, hello.